From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 1st. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from Le Monde. En direct, guerre en Ukraine. 9 morts à Kiev après une attaque de missiles balistiques russes, selon les secours ukrainiens. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. Please enable JavaScript to proceed. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Next. Second, from Le Monde. Donald Trump tentait de forcer la main d'Israël pour accepter l'accord sur le désarmement du Hamas et le retrait israélien de la bande de Gaza. I'm sorry. I couldn't pull up the piece about Trump and the Gaza-related talks. The page just showed a JavaScript disabled notice, so there's nothing to summarize. If you have another link or a copy of the article, send it my way and I'll give you the rundown. Up next. Third, from BBC News, top. Russian strikes on Kyiv kill at least 4, Ukraine officials say. Early Saturday, Kyiv was hit by a ballistic missile strike that killed 4 people and left at least 15 injured, including 2 teenage boys. The explosion sparked fires, knocked out power in parts of the city, and partially destroyed a residential building in Shevchenkivsky, trapping residents inside. The attack follows a recent wave of Russian missile strikes on the capital and comes just days after a cruise missile fell in Poland, killing 8. Ukraine's leaders say they're running low on Patriot interceptors, the only system that can bring down these missiles, and are pressing allies for more supply. And then, fourth, from Civil Discourse with Joyce Vance, Congressman Jared Huffman on the threat of Christian nationalism. Congressman Jared Huffman, who flagged Project 2025 early, sat down with Civil Discourse to discuss the rise of Christian nationalism. He traced the movement's roots to the John 6 attack, arguing that its agenda now directly threatens democratic institutions. Huffman announced his next. Fifth, from The Hill. Bipartisan senators press Rubio to unlock family planning funding for women in Ebola outbreak. A bipartisan pair of senators pressed the Trump administration to release family planning funding and supplies to aid women affected by an ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. In a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Thursday sends, that's the day, back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.